اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجه وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين واللعنة الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من الأولين والآخرين آمين يا رب العالمين. فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة صدق الله العلي العظيم صلوات I begin by extending my condolences on the eve of the martyrdom of our second holy Imam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq of his ziyarah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to visit his grave, to see the day that there is a shining dome on the grave of Imam al-Hasan salamullahi alayhi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to benefit from his intercession, his shafa'ah on the day of judgment. Continuing on the topic that we began last night, the divine caliphate of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plainly puts it in the Holy Quran when he made Adam, saying, Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. Referring to who? To the angels at that time. And he tells them, look, I made the khalifa on the land. And Allah made Adam. And then again, he says something similar. Regarding who? Ya Dawood. Inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ard. O Dawood, it is us, it is we, yani Allah, who made you khalifa on the land. Adam made khalifa by Allah. Dawood made khalifa by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the prophets were blessed with these titles. To be prophets, Nabi, Khalifa, and also Imam, like Ibrahim alayhi salam. Dawood was a Khalifa. And Allah says, inna, ya Dawood, inna ja'alnaka. O Dawood, we made you Khalifa. O Adam, we made you Khalifa. And what's interesting is when Musa alayhi salam makes his dua, he says, waja'alli waziran min ahli. O Allah, you make for me a Khalifa, Harun Akhi, my brother Harun. In other words, to show that it is not the Prophet who makes the Khalifa. It is Allah who makes the Khalifa, the Prophet announces Khilafa. So in Ghadir, it wasn't the Prophet who made Ali ibn Abi Talib the Imam and the Khalifa. It was the direct command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on the tongue of the Prophet, the zuban of wahi, wama yantiqu anil hawa, wa in huwa illa wahyun yuha. The Prophet does not speak unless it is revealed to him. So it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who chooses the caliph. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. And there's no change in the habit of Allah. There's no change in the sunnah of Allah. If Allah made Adam the Khalifa, if Allah made Dawood the Khalifa, if Musa says, oh Allah, you make for me a Khalifa, even though Musa knows who he wants as his Khalifa, who he wants as his caliph, Harun, he says, my brother, I want my brother Harun to be the Khalifa. He knows exactly who he wants, but then he says, waja'alli waziran min ahli. Oh Allah, you make for me him. He has a preference. He wants his brother. He says, oh Allah, you make for me. So that no one then says, oh Musa, but you made him yourself. And this is why Rasulullah was, you know, when Rasulullah wanted to announce Ghadir, he was a bit cautious. He was worried. You know why? The traditions say that Rasulullah was worried announcing the Khilafah of Imam Ali alayhi salam to the Hujjaj. Why? Because they would turn around and say, oh Prophet, you said pray, we prayed. You said fast, we fast. You said go for Hajj, we did Hajj with you. You said give zakat, we did zakat. All of that you do, and now you want us to, after you, accept your brother? Isn't this favoritism? Allah says, no, do not worry about the people. We shall see to the people. You announce Ali ibn Abi Talib as the Imam. Yeah. And so it is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is instructed by the Prophet. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not come down and do everything, anything himself. Even the book of Allah, the Quran, did Allah ever come down and say, this is my book? Never. Allah huwa raziq, he is the raziq mutlaq. Did Allah ever come down and give you a loaf of bread? Never. He is the raziq mutlaq, the khaliq mutlaq. But he does what he does through a wasila, through a channel. And who is it that introduced Tawheed? Rasulullah. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. So if Rasulullah introduces Tawheed, if Rasulullah introduces Quran, if Rasulullah introduces his own Nabuwa, Rasulullah will introduce the next Khalifa. But all wahi, all through revelation, all through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, when it comes to this important subject of Khilafah, and by the way, the subject of Khilafah and Imamah will never get old. This is why it remains sensitive until today. You saw it for yourself. In fact, we wait for the Imam of our time. We wait for the 12th Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the 12th Imam comes, there's only one question. Who are you with? The Imam, Imam al-Hujjah, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Allahumma salli ala. Or you're with his, this is how important leadership is. Either you're with Imam al-Mahdi, or you're with his, and there's only two camps, Hussein or Yazid. There is no neutrality when it comes to Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Anyone who is neutral when it comes to Ali Hassan Hussein has failed. There is no neutrality when it comes to Amirul Mu'mineen, when it comes to Wilaya and Imam and Khilafah. Being neutral is like playing games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no neutrality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you either take the religion how I give it to you, or you leave it. Allah, Muhammad, Ali, Hassan and Hussein. This is the sequence. This is, and, but how is the Khalif, for us, for the other Muslims, our other Muslim brothers, what is the methodology? You know, if you ever look through their methodologies, how do they select a Khalifa? They say there's many ways you can have a Khalifa. And through that they decided who is the Khalifa. Is it Ali? Is it someone else? Is it Imam Hassan? Is it someone else? Is it Imam Hussein? Is it someone else? What is the first? They say ijma. Consensus. If the Ummah unanimously agrees on a person, they say he's the leader. Why? Because the whole Ummah has agreed. The Ummah, after Ali ibn Abi Talib, came together and there was a consensus, and they say, we accept so and so. But we reject that consensus. How can you have a consensus with Ali ibn Abi Talib? How can this be a consensus when you don't have Ahlul Bayt involved in that? So Ahlul Bayt were boycotted from that ijma. So that is not an ijma. Anyway, they say ijma is one of the methodologies. Number one. Number two, the Khalifa in charge will nominate another person after him. So he says, for example, I'm going, after me, this is your leader. This is someone who will take, you know, charge of the office. This is someone who will run the affairs of the Muslim. So either it's ijma, consensus, either it's nomination by the caliph himself, or they say, if it's not that, then there's a shura. A shura, as there was a shura, to select the third caliph, where experts sit together, or so-called experts sit together, and they say this and this and this, we vote for so-and-so, one Khalifa comes out of that. And finally, and this is where I want to bring you tonight, the fourth of the methodologies of the selecting of the Khalifa in the Sunni school of thought is military power. Military power. Anyone who comes in with force and power, if he takes over, he takes over. You've got to submit to that. And this is where it's really mind-boggling, baffling. Anyone, doesn't matter what his iman is like, doesn't matter if he's praised or not, doesn't matter if he's a zalim, if he's adil, if he's oppressive, if he's tyrant, if he's just or not. Anyone who comes in with military power, he becomes the leader. And this is how Muawiyah came to power. La'natullahi alayh. This is how Muawiyah came to power. And Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam was sidelined. Why? Because he bought the Muslims. He said, I give you gold and coins. He says, anyone who tells me the location of Imam Hassan, I'll give you this and this. Anyone who kills Imam al-Hassan, I'll give you this. In fact, he had let out a network of spies. Anyone who informs the whereabouts of Imam al-Hassan, anyone who leaves Imam Hassan and comes to my camp, I will give you the dunya wa ma fiha and anything that's within. Military power, deceit, politics. You know, someone said, one of the Orientalists, non-Muslim writers, they say Muawiyah was an excellent politician. He was good at what he did. He succeeded. I say he may be an excellent politician, but let us divide politics first. He was an excellent politician at what? At dirty politics. Not at, you know, politics is two types, the dirty politics and the politics where a leader rules to serve the people, not to crush the people. He may be good at what he did, but he was good at doing it through dirty politics. And a man who does that has failed. But look at Imam Hassan alayhi salam. At that time, Imam Hassan alayhi salam saw the best option to, because everyone left apart from a handful of the Shia. He said, the only way to save the life of these mukhlis Shia right now is to save their life. Keep them away from bloodshed. Keep them away from war. What does he do? He sends a peace treaty. And this is important. Imam Hassan never sent a peace treaty. He sent the peace treaty. Imam Hassan says, by God, if he did not have sent that peace treaty, I would have fought him until my last breath. Until the last drop within me. Imam Hassan alayhi salam says. You know what the tradition states? The Messenger of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah says, Hassan resembles me from the head to the waist. Pay attention to this. Hassan, and there's a deeper meaning in this. Hassan resembles me from the head to the waist. Hussein resembles me from the waist to the feet. But what is the Messenger of Allah saying? So, you know, sometimes you've got to read between the lines. We have to ponder at what Ahlul Bayt are saying. Because the speech of Ahlul Bayt, the kalam of Ahlul Bayt is the peak of eloquence. It's not simple. Like we are simple-minded people. But the kalam of Ahlul Bayt is not simple. There is meaning within meaning, batin within batin. What is the Messenger of Allah saying? Hassan resembles me from the head to the waist. Hussein resembles me from the waist to the feet. The ulama put it beautifully. They say between the head and the waist, you have the hands. Between the waist and the feet, you have the legs. You use your hands to write. You use your legs to walk. What the Messenger of Allah is saying is if Imam Hassan signs on the peace treaty, don't doubt his signatures. It is I who signed on that peace treaty. Do not doubt the soul of Imam al-Hassan. And if Hussein walks to Karbala, it is I, Rasulullah, who walk to Karbala. Now you know why he says, Imam, Innal Hassani wal Hussein, Imaman qama aw qa'da. Hassan and Hussein are Imams, whether they sit or they stand. You know what that means? Sitting means peace, standing means war. So Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam sits, he's still an Imam. By God, there's no difference when it comes to the sulh of Imam al-Hassan and the stand of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam in Karbala. Sometimes, you know, people, unfortunately, some fools out there will say, no, Imam Hassan was not willing to fight. He was running away from jihad wal ayadu billah. He did not want to step in the battlefield. Don't forget, Hassan is the first son of Haydar-e-Karrar. Hassan is the first son of Ali, the first son of Fatima. In fact, it was Hassan who trained Ali Akbar and Abbas. The bravery of Abbas, the bravery of Ali Akbar alayhi salatu wasalam, they get it from Hassan ibn Ali. Imam Hassan was not, it was not that Imam Hassan did not want to step into the battlefield. By God, if Hussein had been in place of Hassan, he would have done the same. And if Imam Hassan had been in place of Imam Hussein, he would have done the exact same thing. Because they are Imams. The Imams know better when and what time does the Imam need to rise and at what time he needs to save the life of the mu'mineen. There is no difference in that regard. And this is what the hadith says. Mashhur ma'ruf riwayat hai. Awwaluna Muhammad, akhiruna Muhammad, awsatuna Muhammad, kulluna Muhammad. Hamara pehla bhi Muhammad hai, hamara akhri bhi Muhammad hai, hamara darmiana bhi Muhammad. Hum sab ke sab Muhammad hai. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Ya Ali. مرحوم نقن صاحب کا جملہ ذہن میں آگیا فرمایا کرتے تھے کہ جب فرش پہ ہوں تو سب کے سب محمد ہیں عرش پہ ہوں تو سب کے سب علی ہیں یا علی سلامت رحم یا علی کلنا من نور واحد کلنا من تینت ہم آل محمد ایک تینت سے ہیں ہم آل محمد ایک نور we are from one light. We are made from the same clay. And our Shia are made from the leftover of our clay. This is why when Muharram comes, you feel a sadness. This is why when Ashur comes, you feel a sadness. This is why when the eve of the martyr of Imam Hassan alayhi salam comes, you feel a sadness. Why? Because the Shia are made min tinatina, from our clay. The Imams alayhi salam say, they're made of our leftover of our clay. And this is why there's a connection with Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. By God, the dunya will end, but that fire within the heart of the mu'min for Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam will not extinguish. This is the promise of the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam was the hakim of his time. But jo Babe Madinatul Ilm ka beta ho, کہ جس کی وجہ سے علی کو کہا یہ علی نہیں یہ ابو الحسن ہے. When Imam Ali used to walk, they say, when Imam Ali used to walk through the streets, they used to say, this is not Ali, this is the father of Hassan. They used to give, they gave Imam that kunniyat, that this is Abu al-Hassan. And Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib used to take pride in that. That either two titles he took pride in, either Abu al-Hassan or Abu Zainab. Imam Amir al-Mu'minin took pride in that. Imam al-Hassan was that first child of the door of the city of knowledge. In fact, the hadith says, if lawkan al-aql rajulan, if aql was a man, if intellect was a man, that man would have been Hassan. Agar aql ko mujassam dekhna hai, to Hassan ibn Ali ko dekho. If aql, intellect was a man, it would be Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam. And you see, this is what it was. Going back to the ayat, Allah makes the Khalifa, divine caliphate. Divine caliphate. So it's not ijma. There's no ijma without Ahlul Bayt anyway. Number one. Number two, the second methodology that exists. And by the way, Khilafat, you know, between the Sunni theological discourse, you have two main branches. The Ash'ari and the Mu'tazilites. For example, Ibn Abil Hadid al-Mu'tazili is a Mu'tazilite who's written the commentary on Nahjul Balagha, which I mentioned last night. Sunni alim. And then you have the Ash'aris. What is the difference? Very brief. I don't want to go too much in that. Briefly, Mu'tazilites, they accept the notion of aql, intellect. No, a man must have some aql. And so because of that, they're a little bit closer to us. The Ash'arites are the total opposite end. They say there's no aql. If Allah says, do this, it's good. Even if it's bad. If Allah, this is example doesn't exist, but for example, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, go and steal, go and cheat, they say it's good. Why? Because Allah says that. We say it's muhal for Allah to say that. It's impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say that. Why? Because what is good, and what is bad in his essence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would never command anyone to do bad. He would only command that which is good. Husn qubh aqli and shar'i. So this is the difference. And that's why the Ash'ara, they say we are forced. We don't have a free will. They don't believe in the free will. And this is why, in the Darbar of Yazid, you know what Yazid said? When Ahle Haram came in, he said to Bibi Zainab and Imam Sajjad, it wasn't me, it was Allah. Why? Because you follow this Aqidah, this Ash'ari Aqidah. He said, it wasn't me. Everything is destined by Allah. You see, this is the oldest trick in history, you know? When you commit a sin, you put it on Allah. Allah made me do it, wal'ayadha billah. This is what Yazid said. So these were the two divides, the Mu'tazilites and Ash'aris. Now, the Ash'aris, they say it is wajib for there to be a hakim, for a khalifa. We say there is. They have four methodologies. Ijma, they say the prior khalifa can select the next khalifa. But we say if you say the Prophet didn't select one, then how does the khalifa have a right to select one? Three, they say no, if that's not, then a shura. We say shura is not allowed because the Prophet never did a shura. And four, military power, well, that doesn't work. Because if the military, if the ruler who comes in is a tyrant, zalim, oppressive, like Yazid, like his father, then what do you do? That's why we say there's only one methodology. And that is what? The Khalifa of Allah will be made by Allah. And the Khalifa of man will be made by men. Now it is up to you if you want to follow the Khalifa of Allah or the Khalifa of men. That is the difference. So the Khalifa of Allah made by Allah, and Khalifa of Allah when Adam made, respected by Malaika. You know what the hadith says? When the angels were instructed to bow to Adam alayhi salam, Marhum Ayatullah Sayyid Ahmad al-Mustambit in his kitab, Kitab al-Qatra, one of the ulama of Najaf, he writes in his book, he says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not ask Adam to do did not ask the angels to do ta'zeem of Adam, though that was the zahir, that was the apparent. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only asked the angels to bow to Adam once he had put the noor of Muhammadin wa ala Muhammadin Adam. So, riwayat kehti hai ke Adam ke aage zahiri sajda taazimi to tha, lekin taazim hawale Muhammad ke noor ki thi. Woh noor ke jo nasl dar nasl chalta aaya yahan tak ke janabe Abdullah Abu Talib mein ek martaba taqseem ho gaya. Ab Abdullah ka noor noor e nabuwat tha, Abu Talib ka noor noor e vilayat tha, noor e imamat tha. The messenger of Allah says, because it was only and only after the noor of Muhammad wa ala Muhammad was put in Adam, and fi sulb Adam, in the back of Adam, that when that noor went into Adam, there was a strange light on the forehead of Adam. And they used to see the light in all of the prophets who used to carry the noor of Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Even Hazrat Abdul Muttalib, Janab Hashim, Abdul Muttalib, they used to have a strange light on their forehead. And they used to ask them, what is that light? They said, this is the light of wilaya. This is the light of leadership, the light of the vicegerents of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respected by Malaika. The battle of Badr, the night of Badr. You know what happened? There was a storm. Keep Malaika in mind. Let me bring you this. Malaika, ta'zim Malaika in mind. The battle of Badr, the night of the first battle of Islam. In fact, the most decisive battle. The first battle, you have Islam on one side, you have Kufr on the other side. You have the lovers of God on one side, and the lovers of gods on the other side. The followers of God and the followers of gods. The most decisive battle of Haqq and Batil. What does Rasulullah say? He says, anyone who amongst the companions, it was a night, it was a stormy night. He says, who amongst the companions will go and get water from the wells of Badr. You know, Badr is known as Badr because of the wells of Badr. Because people used to stop there and used to get water out of the wells. He said, who will go and get water? The camps of Sahaba, pin drop silence. No one gets up. Rasulullah asked, who will get up and go and get water for the Muslims? No one got up except a young man, who says, Labbaik ya Rasulullah. Everyone turns back. Who do they see? They see Ali ibn Abi Talib. Ya Ali. No one gets up. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, Rasulullah says, sit down, let me ask one more time. Like he did numerous occasions. Imam Amir al-Mu'minin gets up. He says, Ya Ali, go and get some water. That night was a stormy night. That night, there was a desert. You know what you get in desert? You get sandstorms. Sandstorms can kill. You know, recently Iraq had sandstorms. People lost their lives. Sandstorms. Amir al-Mu'mineen went at a time when people were shivering and shaking to go out. They said, we don't want to step out of our camps. Amir al-Mu'mineen went towards the wells of Badr. It was a walk. He went there. No one was there. Amir al-Mu'mineen steps in the well. He gets the water into his bag. And now when he turns back, this is important. As he walks back to Rasulullah, there was a storm. Ali sits on the ground. He waits for the storm to finish. He gets up again and he moves in the direction of the Muslims. Again, there is a storm, a powerful storm. Ali ibn Abi Talib sits in his place, covers himself with the niqab. As you know, Amir al-Mu'mineen always used to wear a niqab in battle, used to cover his face. They would know it's Ali by the way he's fighting. They would know it's Ali that no one can stand in front of this champion. He sits, gets up for the second time, goes again, and the third time he sits again. Third storm. Now it's taken a lot of time for Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen to get back to Rasulullah. Rasulullah begins to get worried. He comes and he stands at the, you know, at the tent. He looks out. He removes the curtain. And finally in the distance, he sees Asadullah al-Ghalib approaching. He sees the Lion of Allah is approaching. He's carrying the water containers. And he says to him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, what took you so long? You had me worried. What took you so long? He says, Ya Rasulullah, what can I say? Every time I wanted to come back, there was a storm. It made me sit. I got up again. There was a storm. I sat. I got up again. There was a storm. I sat. Rasulullah smiles and he says, Ya Ali, do you know who that was? The first storm was Jibreel with 1,000 malaika. The first storm was Jibreel with 1,000 malaika. The second storm was Mikael with 1,000 malaika. The third storm was Israfil with 1,000 malaika. They came for one reason. He says, why, Ya Rasulullah, why? He says, to give you salams, Ya Ali. Ya Ali. Ya Ali. Ya Ali. Only for one reason, Ya Ali, for your honor, to salute you, to salute your jihad, to salute your selflessness for Rasulullah. By God, in one night, it's only Ali. Khudai kasam, bas Ali ki zaat hai. Bas Ali wo hasti hai ke jise ek raat mein 3,000 malaika salam pesh kar rahe hain. Bas Ali ki zaat, khudai kasam, koi nahi hai. سوائے علی ابن ابی طالب. اسی لیے چھٹے امام فرماتے ہیں کئی مرتبہ ایسا ہوا کہ ہمارے دادا علی چلا کرتے تھے, دائیں جانب جبرائیل ہوا کرتے تھے, بائیں جانب میکائیل ہوا کرتے تھے. کبھی علی جبرائیل سے کلام کر رہے ہیں, کبھی میکائیل سے کلام کر رہے ہیں, کبھی فرشتوں کا نزول ہو رہا ہے. بھئی یہاں تک روایت میں ملتا ہے رسول خدا کے بعد جبرائیل اکثر سیدہ کی دہلیز پہ آیا کرتے تھے. یا علی, یا علی. Amir al-Mu'mineen, this is the Khalifa of Allah, ta'zeem of Malaika. The angels give respect, they bow to the Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these so-called caliphs, did any of the angels ever bow for them? Did any of the angels even give them one salam? Or was it the opposite? Recite salawat, please. Only Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen. I'll give you few words and I come to Masaib. When they realized Imam Hassan is all alone, Imam Hassan had no choice. Everyone deserted. Only a few Mukhlis Shia were left. A peace treaty was signed. And the peace treaty, you know, not my topic for tonight, but the first condition of the peace treaty was, you don't disrespect my father Ali ibn Abi Talib. Otherwise, the deal is off. And by the way, Imam Hassan alayhi salam did not, and I repeat, did not do bay'at of Muawiyah. It is important. Some of the Muslims have said this, that this is a bay'ah. It's not a bay'ah. Imam Hassan stepped back for the sake of the mu'mineen. And he says, only in the condition that you do not disrespect my father. It's not a bay'ah. It is haram for a ma'soom to do bay'ah of a ghair ma'soom. Infallible will never give his hand in the hand of fallible. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he has compromised his position given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a position given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no compromise on the position given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The peace treaty is done. Muawiyah enters Medina. Muawiyah, as you know, is from Syria. Imam Hassan is from Medina. He enters Medina. He comes to the mosque of the Prophet. Imam Hassan, in the mosque of the Prophet, in a corner, Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam is busy praying in worship. He comes and he sits on the minbar. The first thing he does, he opens up, you know, his mouth, disrespect for Ahlul Bayt. Another person gets up from Bani Umayyah, disrespects Ahlul Bayt. Imam Hassan is sitting there, Imam Hussein is in the majma. The hadith says Imam Hussein becomes passionate. When he hears the disrespect for his father Ali ibn Abi Talib, Imam Hussein becomes angry, becomes passionate. He gets up to say something, but Imam Hassan holds his hand and he sits him down. He says, brother, sit. Let me deal with it. After Muawiyah had said what he said, Imam Hassan gets up and he says two things. He says, Muawiyah, it is enough for the people to know that you are the son of Abu Sufyan. It's enough. You speak of us. It is enough for the people to know you're Shajara. You are the son of Abu Sufyan. I am the son of Ali. He said, it is enough disgrace for you that your mother is Hinda. My mother is Fatima. Allah salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajal farid. He said, this is enough of an honor for us. This is enough for a disgrace for you. My grandfather is Rasulullah. My grandmother is Khadija. Your grandparents were never known for anything good. And I can't go in any more detail than that. Imam, when he heard that, he retreated, he left. He went into a private majma, private mahfil. He sat in a private majma of just Bani Umayyah. He called all of them. Mughira bin Sha'ba, Mal'un. Mughira is a Mal'un, Mughira bin Sha'ba. Mughira is one who, and remember this, Mughira is the one who raised his hands at Fatima. He's that Mal'un. Mughira was there, Walid ibn Uqba was there, the son of Abu Sufyan was there. All of Bani Umayyah were gathered. Last hadith of Fadail and I end. They say, call Imam Hassan. Muawiyah says, go call Hassan. He disrespected us in the majma, call him here. They send someone, they knock on the door of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. They say, oh Hassan, Muawiyah, the caliph has called you. Imam Hassan alayhi salam says, what is the need for me to go? There's nothing I need to say to him. There's nothing I want to hear of him. He says, no, you don't have a choice. You've been called. He says, go, I'll come. After some time, Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam, he comes out of the house and he walks in the same way Rasulullah would walk. And Imam Hassan, by the way, was mushabih, was similar to Rasulullah. They would look at Imam Hassan was so beautiful. When Imam Hassan used to come out of the house, people used to stop and look at him. People used to open their windows. He used to say, this is Hassan ibn Ali. He comes into the palace of Muawiyah and he says, what have you called me for? One by one, they had planned this. Each and every person will disrespect Imam Hassan and Ali. So the first person starts. The second person starts, the third person starts, the fourth. Imam Hassan quietly listens until it's his turn. Do you know what he says to Walid ibn Uqba? He says, because Walid, you know who Walid was? Walid was the one who was caught drinking alcohol by Imam Ali alayhi salam, and Imam Ali whipped him, lashed him 80 times. So you can expect him to have hate for Ali ibn Abi Talib. When he disrespected Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, Imam Hassan said to him, he says, I expect you to hate my father. کیونکہ میرے بابا علی عدالت میں شدت کے قائل تھے. کہا میرے بابا نے تجھے 80 کوڑے مارے تھے کیونکہ تو شراب پیتا ہوا پکڑا گیا تھا. سو ہی سیڈ سم تھنگ بیڈ اباؤٹ امام علی علیہ السلام. اینڈ دین امام سیز سم تھنگ ایلس. ہی سیز او ولید, تو میرے بابا کی برائی کرتا ہے, اپنے باپ کو تو دیکھ. جسے تو اپنا باپ کہتا ہے وہ عمر میں تجھ سے کم ہے. اٹ از دا ون ہو یو کال یور فادر از لیس ان ایج دین یو, از ینگر دین یو. سو اینی وے ہی سیز او معاویہ, یو آر ریسپانسبل فار آل آف دس. تبرا اور امام علی علیہ السلام, معاویہ از ریسپانسبل. تبرا اور امام علی علیہ السلام. وائی؟ بیکاز معاویہ ناٹ اونلی ڈڈ تبرا اور امام علی علیہ السلام, ہی پروموٹڈ تبرا. ہی آسکڈ پیپل ٹو ڈو اٹ. واٹ ڈز امام حسن سے؟ ناؤ لسن ٹو دس اینڈ آئی اینڈ دا فضائل سیگمنٹ. ہی سیز او معاویہ, دیر از نو وے یور فیملی can be compared to my family. My father Ali ibn Abi Talib at a time, you remember I said last night, is wrong to say that Ali ibn Abi Talib became Muslim. Because to become a Muslim, you've got to be a non-Muslim first. Ali didn't become Muslim, Ali announced his Islam. There's a big difference. Rasulullah at the age of 40 did not become a prophet. It was Ailan-e-Nabuwat. It was announcing the prophethood. Otherwise, he was born a prophet. In the same way, Ali ibn Abi Talib was not, Ali ibn Abi Talib did not become a Muslim. Ali ibn Abi Talib announced his Islam. Baba, Ali ibn Abi Talib was Imam al-Muwahideen. Ali ibn Abi Talib was Ya'sub al-Din. Ali ibn Abi Talib was Qaid al-Ghurr al-Muhajjaleen. Ali ibn Abi Talib was Sayyid al-Wasiyyin. Ali ibn Abi Talib was Asadullah al-Ghalib. Ali ibn Abi Talib was matloob kull talib. Ali ibn Abi Talib who is Asadullah al-Ghalib, Ghalib ala kull ghalib. Ali ibn Abi Talib is not someone who becomes Muslim. In fact, your Islam is tested through Ali ibn Abi Talib. Ya Ali. سلامت رہے. Our iman is tested through Ali ibn Abi Talib. Our iman, this is why Ali is our roots. Asluha, the Quran says asluha sabit. Before I come to the hadith, asluha sabit wa far'uha fi as-sama. The Quran says that a tree, shajaratan tayyibatan ka shajaratin kalimatan tayyibatan ka shajaratin tayyiba, a good word is like a good tree. What kind of tree? Asluha sabit wa far'uha fi as-sama, a tree whose roots are deep in the ground and its branches are in the heavens. Rasulullah says that tree is the tree of Islam. I Muhammad am the roots, Ali is the trunk, Hassan and Hussein are the branches, and the Shia are the fruit.
Nari takbir.
Allah.
Nari rasulat.
Ya Rasulullah.
Nari Haydari.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Imam, the leadership of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Hassan is our roots. Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam. You see, people say that, you know, the Shia, you don't find them saying La ilaha illallah as much as you find them say Aliun waliullah. The Shia, you don't find them saying Muhammad ar Rasulullah as much as you find them saying Aliun waliullah. Which is true, and we don't deny it. We take pride in it. But you know what the answer is? It's not that we don't have Tawheed. We took Tawheed from Imam al-Muwahideen. Not only do we have Quran and we have Nahjul Balagha, the tafsir of Quran. It's not that we don't believe in La ilaha illallah, or we somehow belittle, or you know, La ilaha illallah has less of a rank in our hearts. No. Haqqa ke binai La ilaha Asta Hussein. La ilaha illallah is the foundations of the religion. It's not that we have a problem with La ilaha illallah or Muhammad Rasulullah. The point is this, that your test is Ali. Everyone says La ilaha illallah. Sunni, Shia, Wahhabi, Deobandi, Ahle Hadith, Bareilvi, whatever. Everyone says La ilaha illallah. Everyone says Muhammad al-Rasulullah. But not everyone says Ali and Waliullah. Salamat rahein, shado abad rahein. The test is Imam Amirul Mu'mineen. And this is, perhaps this is why Ali huwa qasimun nari wal jannah. Not Allah. Jannah belongs to Allah. But the divider of heaven and hell is Ali. Because Ali is the test at the end of the day. And this is why marhum Ayatollah Sayyid Muhsin al-Hakim of Iraq, who lived at the time of Saddam, when they said to him, you know, he says, they asked him, why is our azan different to the azan of the Muslims? He said, what do you mean? He says, in our azans we say, Ashhadu anna aliyan waliullah. Our azan is different. When people hear it, they don't want to pray behind us. When people hear it, they judge us. When people hear it, they don't want to hear it. You know? So why do we say it? Why is there so much emphasis on that? He says, like everything has a uniform, Aliyun Waliullah is our uniform. You have a uniform in school, you have a uniform in college and university, at work. Everything has a uniform. MashaAllah, I'm surprised even the members here have a badge, they have a uniform. You haven't seen this before in England. Why? Because you belong to somewhere. You belong to a particular organization. We belong where? To the maktab of Ali ibn Abi Talib. So Aliyun Waliullah is our uniform. It is our identity. This is why we emphasize on Ali ibn Abi Talib. Of course, with the Tawheed of Allah, with the Nabuwat of Rasulullah, but through Ali ibn Abi Talib. One cannot understand Muhammad and Allah without the ma'rifat of Ali ibn Abi Talib. But you go to the door, aapko Muhammad tak jana hai, to dare ilm pe aana hoga. Ya Ali! Ya Ali! Ya Ali! Amir al-Mumineen will take us. Dar ilm pe aa jaye, Ali aapko Muhammad tak le jayenge. Rasool ke paas aa jayenge, to Rasool aapko Khuda tak pahuncha denge. Bhai koi Ali aur Muhammad ke baghair Khuda tak nahi ja sakta. Ho hi nahi sakta. Ali aur Muhammad wo wasila hai, wo raaste hain ke jinse Khuda tak insaan pahunchta hai. Bas main ye, let me complete this and I come to Masaib. I think I've kept you for too long. I don't know what time I start, so I don't know if I'm over time. Please forgive me tonight. I should have checked the clock. But the last point, the hadith. Imam Hassan says, Bani Umayyah and Imam Hassan all alone. The son of Ali and Fatima all alone. Bani Umayyah. What does Imam Hassan say? And the reason I'm mentioning Imam Hassan a lot today is because it's his Shab-e-Shahadat. What does Imam Hassan alayhi salam say? He says to them, remind yourselves, my father has the azaz, my father has the honor to pray behind Qiblatain, the two Kaabas. When before the Salat was for Baytul Maqdis and then it changed to Masjidul Haram. He says Ali ibn Talib was the only one who prayed behind Rasulullah towards Baytul Maqdis, Jerusalem and then to Masjidul Haram. He says my father prayed towards Qiblatain. My father did bayatain, two allegiances, Hudaybiyah and Fath-e-Makkah, the conquest of Mecca and the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah. And then he says to him, oh Muawiyah, remember, have you forgotten Badr? Have you forgotten Uhud? Have you forgotten Khandaq? You used to carry the alam of kufr and nifaq. My father used to carry the alam of Islam and Iman. In Badr, you carried the alam of kufr and nifaq, hypocrisy and disbelief. My father Ali carried the alam of Islam. In Uhud, you carried the alam of kufr and nifaq. My father carried the alam of Islam. In Khandaq, Abu Sufyan was there. Remember, Abu Sufyan was with the tribes of Bani Qurayza. He says to them, your father in Khandaq lost. He became hopeless. He says, there's no way we can defeat Muhammad Rasulullah. There's no way we can defeat him. میرے مولا کہتے ہیں معاویہ تجھے یاد رہے خندق میں تیرے باپ کو مایوسی نے مارا تھا، میرے باپ نے عمر ابن ود کو مارا تھا۔ بھائی ہمیشہ تمہارے ہاتھ میں کفر کا علم رہا ہے، کفر کا علم کیا کہیں، پرچم یا جھنڈا کہہ لے، ہمارے ہاتھوں میں اسلام کا علم رہا ہے۔ بھائی یہی فضیلت ہے، دس از دا مقام، آئی وانٹ ٹو اینڈ ہیئر، دس واز امام امیر المومنین، دس از ہاؤ امام حسن انٹروڈیوس ہز فادر، ہز ہولی فادر فیم، ہی سیز لک مائی فادر تھرو آؤٹ آل آف دا بیٹلز ہی ریمینڈ ود رسول اللہ، انٹل دا لاسٹ پرسن ہو ریمینڈ ود رسول اللہ واز مائی فادر۔ And this is what Imam Hassan alayhi salatu, as long as Imam Hassan alayhi salam lived, he says, we are the true caliphs of Allah. We are the divinely appointed caliph. This is why Imam Hassan never put his hand in the hand of Muawiyah. Why? Because Imam Hussein said, mithli, someone like me, will not do allegiance of someone like Yazid. And because Hassan is like Hussein, and Hussein is like Hassan, they will never give their hands in the hand of the tyrant, in the hand of the zalim. When this speech finished, Muawiyah realized, now there is no other way except to put an end to the light of Hassan. There's no other way. He says, Imam, as long as Imam Hassan is alive, as long as Hassan ibn Ali is alive, we cannot get that honor, that respect. We cannot get to where we want to get. And so he arranges to try to extinguish the light of Allah, to kill the Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where do I begin the musibah of Hassan ibn Ali? I think it's enough. It's enough of a tragedy. It's enough of a musibah to say that as we reach the days of Arba'een, millions will flock towards Hussein. There will be many zawar on the grave of Imam Hussein. The dome of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein shines brightly in the middle of the night. Hussein is surrounded by zaireen who come and they say, Labbayka ya Hussein. Who come and they say, Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Who come and say, Assalamu ala al-Hussein. But on a light night like tonight, there is no zair on the grave of Hassan. This is the mazlumiyat of Imam Hassan. There is no dome on the grave of Hassan. There are no zawar on the grave of Hassan. How mazloom Imam Hussein is. Brothers and sisters, do not for a second think that Imam Hassan was less mazloom or Imam Hassan was less oppressed. Imam Hassan, the holy Imam, truly was oppressed. Truly he is mazloom in his lifetime. And after his martyrdom, they destroyed the grave of Imam al-Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam. Ajrakum ala Allah, ajrakum ala Allah. Imam Hassan, the first son of Ali and Fatima. It's not just Bibi Zainab loved Imam Hussein. Bibi loved Hassan and Hussein. For every sister loves her brother, but there is no sister like Zainab. And there are no brothers like Hassan and Hussein. Ajrakum ala Allah, the musibah of Imam al-Hassan, the poisoned Imam. Al-maqtool bi-sam al-jafa. Ajrakum ala Allah. Do you know one day, Rasulullah enters the house of Lady Fatima. He comes and he sits, he gathers all of Ahlul Bayt. He says, Ya Ali, come and sit. Oh Fatima, come and sit. Oh Hassan and Hussein, come and sit in front of me. He sits in front of them and the hadith says, he looks at each and every one of their faces and grief and sorrow overtakes him. He begins to shed tears. He looks at them and he begins to cry. And when Ahlul Bayt see Rasulullah crying, they cry. And Bibi Fatima says, Oh Father, you're breaking my heart. Why do you cry? Do you know what Imam, what do you know what Rasulullah says? He says, I see a time that, oh Ali, you will be bleeding from your head. I see a time, oh Ali, the Masjid of Kufa will be stained by your holy blood. Then he looks towards Imam al-Hassan. He says, oh Hassan, I see a time when there will be blood coming out of your mouth. Then he looks towards his daughter Fatima. He says, oh Fatima, I see a time you shall be crushed between the door and the wall. Ajrukum alallah. But then when he looks towards Abu Abdullah, he says, La yawmika yawmika ya Abu Abdullah. Ajrukum Allah, ajrukum alallah. Tonight is the night of Tabut of Imam al-Hasan. Ajrukum Allah. What happens? What happens? Muawiyah poisoned the Imam, who was not just poisoned once or twice. The hadith says the Imam was poisoned on numerous occasions, 6 to 7 times. But each time the Imam survived. But this time Muawiyah made sure that he sends the most poisonous poison, that even a drop of that poison in the river would not leave anything alive. He calls Ju'ada. He says to her, Oh Ju'ada, if you kill Hassan, I will give you all of the riches of the dunya. If you kill Hassan ibn Ali, I will marry you to my son Yazid. Ajarakum ala Allah o Shia. How do I mention this? She puts poison in the water of Imam al-Hassan in the middle of the night. Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam, he drinks from that. As he drinks, he knows. He says, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. As soon as that poison enters the body, it attacks the internal organs of Imam al-Hassan. Blood begins to pour from the mouth of Imam al-Hassan. Imam Hussein is in front of him. Hazrat Abbas is there. Banu Hashim are there. Do you know what Imam Hussein says? Do you know what Imam Hassan says? He says, Oh brother Hussein, bring me a plate. He brings him a plate. Do you know what he does? He uses the plate to collect his blood. Is continuously bleeding, and he says, Oh Hussein, I have been poisoned many times, but by God, there was no poison like this poison. Ajrakum ala Allah. When Imam Hussein sees his brother like this, he begins to cry. Abbas begins to cry. He says, Have patience, Abbas. Oh Banu Hashim, have patience. He gives them the talqeen of sabr. But when he sees Imam Hussein cry, he says, Oh Hussein, anyone cry, but you don't cry. Do you know why? He says, Oh Hussein, today you are with me. Abbas is with me. Bani Hashim are with me. Every time the poison makes me thirsty, I have water to drink. But la yawmika yawmika ya Aba Abdullah. Oh Hussein, on the day of Ashura, who will be there for you? You will be thirsty and hungry. Ajrakum ala Allah, ajrakum ala Allah. What does Imam al-Hassan say? There is a knock on the door. Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam says to Imam Hussein quickly, he says, take this and hide this. This blood, hide this. He covers his blood-stained clothes. He says, Mawla Hassan, what is the matter? Why do you ask us to hide this? He says, there is a knock on the door and it is my sister Zainab. I don't want Zainab to see me in this state. I say, Oh Mawla Hassan, Zainab is only going to see a bit of your blood. But on the day of Ashura, what did Zainab see when she went to the Tilla Zainabiya? Ajrak, chand jumle ijazat dijiye, chand jumle. Azadaro, main kya kahun janab Zainab Kubra se mutalliq. Wo bibi jiski sari zindagi musibaton aur masaib mein guzar gayi, bachpana hai to nana rasool e khuda ka janaza, nana ka matam kiya, abhi nana ki qabar ki mitti sookhi na thi ke ghar mein amma fatima ka janaza uth gaya. Bhai bibi ne itne masaib dekhe, pehle nana ka janaza dekha, phir apni maa ko darbar e zalim mein dekha, پھر جلتا ہوا دروازہ ماں پہ گرتا دیکھا. نہیں معلوم جملہ برداشت کر پائیں گے کہ نہیں. زینب نے ماں پہ ظالم کا ہاتھ اٹھتا دیکھا. اجرکم اللہ. ہائے بی بی کتنی مظلوم ہے یہ بہن, ماں کا جنازہ دیکھا. بھئی تھوڑی دیر گزر گئی, کچھ عرصہ گزرا, پھر کوفے کی عبادت گاہ میں اپنے بابا کا سر اقدس زخمی دیکھا. اب دو بھائی بچے تھے, ایک حسن اور ایک حسین, دو معصوم دو امام بھائی بچے تھے, ایک امام حسن حسین کے جو پنجتن کے آخری دو فرد تھے, اور آج وہ رات آ گئی عزاداروں کہ بی بی نے امام حسن کے جگر کے ٹکڑے دیکھ لیے. میں کہوں گا بی بی یہ تو بہت کم مصیبت ہے, ابھی آپ نے نہ جانے کربلا میں کیا کیا دیکھنا ہے. بس عزاداروں جملہ آپ کی خدمت میں, جب امام حسن کو اندازہ ہو گیا کہ یہ قاتل زہر ہے, اب میں بچ نہ پاؤں گا, انقریب شہادت کے درجے پہ فائز ہو جاؤں گا, جانتے امام حسن نے کیا کہا؟ کہا جناب ام فروا سے, اپنے گھر والوں سے کہا, اے ام فروا جاؤ ذرا میرے قاسم لال کو لے آؤ, میرے چھوٹے بیٹے قاسم کو لے آؤ, تھوڑی دیر کے لیے قاسم کو سینے سے لگانا چاہتا ہوں. بھائی آخری جملہ ہے, امام حسن نے قاسم کو اپنی آغوش میں لے لیا, باپ نے بیٹے کو سینے سے لگا لیا, امام حسن کو تھوڑی دیر کے لیے سکون آ گیا کہ سینے پہ میرا بیٹا قاسم ہے. اور کیا وصیت کرتے ہیں قاسم, بہت چھوٹے ہیں, 3 برس کے ہیں جناب قاسم, میرے مولا حسن نے بازو پہ تعویذ باندھ, کہا ام فروا ابھی قاسم بہت چھوٹے ہیں لیکن کل جب عصر عاشور آئے گی تو میرے بیٹے سے کہنا تعویذ کھول کے دیکھ لے تاکہ میرے بھائی حسین کا ساتھی بنے. اجرکم علی اللہ. میں کہوں گا مولا, آخری جملے, میں کہوں گا مولا آپ تو بہت خوش نصیب تھے, شہادت کے وقت آپ کے سینے پہ آپ کا بیٹا تھا. ہائے ذرا کربلا تو آئیے, حسین کی شہادت کا وقت تھا, حسین کے سینے پہ سجاد نہ تھا. بی بی قتل گاہ کو دیکھتی ہے, کیا کہتی ہے؟ وہ شمرن جالسن علی صدرے, ظالم حسین کے سینے پہ ہے ایک ہاتھ میں خنجر. بس عزادارو میرے مولا امام حسن کا تابوت اٹھا, ظالموں نے تیر جو ہے چلائے, 70 تیر مولا کے تابوت میں پیوست ہوئے. اب جب یہ جنازہ نکلا تھا, واحد جنازہ ہے جو دوبارہ گھر میں آ گیا, مولا نے کہا, امام حسین نے زینب کو بلایا, آخری جملہ, امام حسین نے زینب کو بلایا, کہا بی بی زینب, بہن زینب ذرا تیروں کو تو نکالیے. بی بی نے تیر نکالے, اب آپ تصور کیجئے بہن کا کیا حالت ہوگی بہن کی. لیکن کربلا آئیے, جب 11 محرم کو زینب کو اسیر بنا کے لاشا حسین سے گزارا گیا تو حسین کی لاش میں اتنے تیر تھے کہ لاشا تیروں پہ بلند تھا. زینب نے ایک جملہ کہا, کہا بھیا حسین مجھے معاف کرنا, حسن کی لاش سے تیر تو نکالے تھے لیکن میں کیا کروں, میرے ہاتھ کھلے ہوئے تھے, آج میرے ہاتھ پسے گردن ہے. الا لعنۃ اللہ علی القوم الظالمین وسیعلم الذین ظلموا ای منقلب ینقلبون. ماتم حسن و حسین.